Hi there. Welcome to Barah Ministries, a Christian church based in Mesa, Arizona. My name is Pastor Rory Clark. I have a question for you. What do you know about God? These 10-minute lessons introduce you to God, and they make you aware of the things that are unique and special about our Creator. And we use the Creator clock to help you remember the Lord's essence. Tick-tock, what time is it on the Creator clock? It is 10 o'clock. God is sovereign. So what? Well, we've learned quite a bit about God by taking a tour of the Creator clock. We know that at 9 o'clock, on the Creator clock, God is omnipresent. And the so what of an omnipresent God is that he is always with us wherever we go. Psalm 46, verse 1 says this, God is our refuge and our strength and ever-present help in times of trouble. God is not bound by time or space requirements and time or space constraints, so he's able to be everywhere at the same time. He's with you right now, wherever you are, and he will always be right near you whenever you need him. He is not a God that is watching us from a distance. You are never alone. At 10 o'clock on the Creator clock, God is sovereign. And so exactly what does it mean when we say that God is sovereign? It means that God is the greatest. He is supreme in influence, supreme in power, and supreme in authority. And one human being who was great at articulating the idea of sovereignty is Muhammad Ali, an internationally known former heavyweight boxer. And I can remember back when I was just shy of 9 years old in February of 1964, and my mom and I sat in her bedroom and stared at her radio as we listened to a play-by-play description of Muhammad Ali's first heavyweight boxing championship against Sonny Liston. The year was 1964. And when the fight was over, I remember Muhammad Ali shouting, "I am the greatest! I am the greatest! I am the king! I shook up the world!" And for most of his career, Muhammad Ali was resented by people for saying that he's the greatest, even though it definitely was true. Well, Ali may be the greatest boxer of all time, but he isn't the greatest being in the universe. The Lord Jesus Christ is the greatest being in the universe. He is supreme in influence. He is supreme in power. He is supreme in authority. And the so what of his sovereignty for me is that he always has had me in mind. The ultimate being in the universe loves me unconditionally and can accomplish anything on my behalf. This morning when I woke up, it was pleasing to know that about a billion years ago, the supreme being of the universe was thinking about me, knew exactly what would happen to me on this day, and made perfect provision for the whole thing. The Lord Jesus Christ, though, is resented by many for suggesting that he is sovereign, even though it's true. You and I are his creation. Colossians chapter 1, verse 16 says this, "For by the hand of the Lord Jesus Christ, all things were created, both in the heavens and on earth, whether visible or invisible, whether thrones or dominions, whether rulers or authorities, all things have been created through him and for him." Now that's power. It's an election year here in the United States, and people are asking me on a regular basis, "Who are you going to vote for?" Well, I tell them the truth. I'm voting for the sovereign God of the universe, the Lord Jesus Christ. He reigns on the throne of the universe, and he has my total trust. Jeremiah chapter 32, verse 17 says this, "Ah, Lord God, behold, you have made the heavens and the earth by your great power and by your outstretched arm, and nothing is too difficult for you." What's a great word to describe the Lord? Incomparable. Psalm 103:19. "The Lord has established his throne in the heavens, and his sovereignty rules over all." Well, why am I going to vote for the Lord Jesus Christ, the sovereign God of the universe? Romans chapter 13, verses 1 to 4 tell it all. Romans 13:1, every person is to be in subjection to the governing authorities, for there is no authority except from God, and those authorities which exist are established by God. Romans 13:2. Therefore, whoever resists authority has opposed the ordinance of God, and they who have opposed will receive condemnation upon themselves. Romans 13:3. For rulers are not a cause of fear for good behavior, but they are a cause of fear for evil behavior. Do you want to have no fear of authority? Do what is good, and you will have praise from them. Romans 13:4. For governing authorities are ministers of God, given to you by God for good. But if you do what is evil, be afraid. For governing authorities do not bear the sword for nothing. For governing authorities are ministers of God, avengers who bring wrath on those who practice evil. So whoever wins the election will do so because the sovereign God of the universe allows it. The God who in Ephesians chapter 1, verse 11b, says he works all things after the counsel of his will. I willingly follow those worthy of being followed. And the Lord Jesus Christ is worthy of being followed, and he is worthy of all praise, because there is no one who is higher than him, and there is no one like him. Because he is sovereign, the Lord Jesus Christ is able to accomplish anything. Romans chapter 4, verses 20 and 21 say this: yet with respect to the promise of God, Abraham did not waver in unbelief, but grew strong in faith, giving glory to God, and being fully assured that what God had promised, he was also able to perform. Everything that ever happens to you, the sovereign God of the universe allows, and he is able to keep this promise, even though he allows things that cause a lot of tribulation for you. Romans chapter 8, verse 28. Here's the promise. We know that God the Father causes all things to work together for good to those who love God the Father, to those who are called according to the Father's purpose. TikTok, what time is it on the Creator clock? It is 10 o'clock. God is sovereign. The sovereign God is the power behind my entire life and my entire being. And he powers your life as well. And the so what is that it is great to know that this God who loves us unconditionally can accomplish anything through us and on our behalf. Well, if you like these short lessons, visit our website at barahministries.com. That's B-A-R-A-H ministries.com. We have two different one-hour lessons per week to edify your spiritual life. Keep on getting to know God. I'm Pastor Rory Clark.